To follow. On December 14, 2017, my son recorded a conversation with me that I hope to share soon, in which he asked about endurance and guidance and faith and finding one's true self and prophets. And in our discussion, I had to admit I knew next to nothing about the prophets, knew nothing of the thoughts of Moses or Muhammad, for instance. And I found the direction of our conversation dovetailing with some questions I'd been feeling the urge, which is the body talking, to follow. These include, in no set order and likely to change, what does it mean that Prince has the gift of prophecy? Given the reality of the persecution of those who separate to the truth, what does love your enemies mean? What is the meaning in the speech of Paul and Jesus of sin and love your enemies? Unpacking, in part, Paul's epistle to the Romans to clarify and develop a common language. The periodic resurgence of our longing for a savior is about what? And its manipulation by rulers. Why, if so, did the ancient Greeks and Romans consider Christianity as being opposed to humanity? What about Christianity particularly threatens power? Planning individual abundance to free us from fear of the material insecurity of nations. And we come with infinite light. So, after our reading of Proudhon today, we'll be setting aside our consecutive readings of him for a time. And I'll admit, it's difficult to return to the initial stages of his argument after walking with him to its powerful conclusion. Proudhon tracked property all the way home, and it's time to move on. With Proudhon always under our arms to lift us up when we need elevation. Proudhon is right. It is the reality of God, the infinite, that is not understood. Nicola saw this. So did Prince. They show us the path. We must walk down it. We'll capture the resulting conversation in the ongoing discussion, the necessary triumvirate of Prince, Proudhon, Nicola, and Alice, claims bigger than states. It begins today on December 24 as part 11, following our concluding, for now, reading of Proudhon, which today is largely a reading of Emmanuel Wallerstein.
Mount Hur, by the way of the Red Sea, to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up to Egypt to die in the wilderness?
So we saying, y'all, you can bump, but you best get your house in order. And get back in the music books, you know, changing juvenile delinquent ass jiggers. And turn that loop off. Damn!
Hey, Sonny.
What, man?
Ain't y'all got work for it? Yeah. Why the hell don't you use a goddamn same damn song, motherfucker?
of the Bum Squad. The return of the Bum Squad. Return of the Bum Squad. Return of the Bum Squad.
Businessman trying to convince brother to get job.